Good afternoon, everybody. This is P with All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM and 770 KTTH in the great state of Seattle. We got a great show for you here today. Actually got a new sponsor on the show here. This guy was with us last time. If you want to listen to all about the history of tile, it was fascinating. We went back to Morocco and told the whole story. Well, he told the whole story. His name is Craig Nordberg. This guy is just an amazing, has an amazing knowledge base of tile and architectural styles and all that kind of stuff. You can check that out on mynorthwest.com. It's up there. Look up Home Matters. The podcast show is up there if you want to catch the very first one. Today I'm going to talk to Craig more about kind of his role as a tile consultant. And what does that role mean for you, for somebody that's putting in different types of tile in and around your home? You know, whether it's a kitchen, bathroom, whole house, different things like that. He's the guy, the go-to guy that can really provide that consultancy. And he can work with your architects and really kind of bring your dream to life. I think kind of pretty much anything you can dream, he can do it. So it's good to have you back on the show, Craig.
Hey, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's really good. So since we talked a few months ago, now we're heading into the winter time. So what's been going on since we last talked on the air?
Oh, we've been really just working on master bathrooms. We've got several kitchens in and a couple of whole house projects taken care of.
Wow, that's good. So like, can you talk about like a kitchen or bathroom, like what it entailed?
We did this beautiful bath. I would call it really a very masculine, where we used a limestone, a dark gray, kind of brownish.
Oh, well, I'd like that. Yeah.
Oh, it was beautiful with a mosaic floor, similar pattern all the way through. We went to the local stone yard to pick out some slab marble and created sort of oversized edges on it.
That's cool. What's it like going to a stone yard? Do you take your client with you and they go with you to?
What it is so, yes, on my hourly, then I'll hold their hand and we'll go down and hit a couple favorite old school Seattle slabs.
You know where all the spots are.
I do. And it's one of my favorites because, I don't know, as an art historian, it seems like every piece of slab is its own piece of work.
It's its own story.
Everyone has, you could sit in front of just one of them for hours, because there's just so much that goes into it, from checking out the history, the fossils,
And if you were a sculptor, it'd be like every piece of stone has a sculpture in it, right?
That's right. That's right.
That you could bring to life. So you go down there with them. Where does this stone come from? Is it from all over the world? Or?
Stones are coming from all over the world. I was just noticing the other day that most of these granites come out of Brazil.
Okay.
And those would be the ones, granites with the big swirls in them, that are sort of the showpiece of kitchen countertop islands.
Wow. So since they're coming out of Brazil, it's a different stone quarry, different part of the world. How do they get, like, you see most granite, it kind of just have, like, veins. It doesn't have swirls. So what's going on from a compression over in the earth over time? How is it different from there?
So the granites are igneous rocks. So they're being heated, and you can just about picture.
So it's kind of almost volcanic that's happening.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Okay. And so but they are crystallized. And if I could ever recommend taking a trip down the Grand Canyon, you definitely can see.
You see where the strata layers,
layers on, and then the granite and the schist when you get down low, you can just see where it just molten and it just swirled somehow under all that heat and temperature and weight.
What, it's funny you bring all this stuff up. It's actually fun talking to you, because my mom, she just passed away, but my mom was a biology teacher. But she, when we were kids, she took us out and did geology lessons, and she talked about the Mesozoic period and all the different periods of the strata. Mm-hmm. But where does granite come in those periods of formation?
Granite's going to be really sort of the oldest, the one that hit the most temperature.
Okay, so millions of years ago, basically.
Correct.
And it just sat there all that time,
mm-hmm.
and now it's being quarried and brought out for people's kitchens and bathrooms.
Right, and somehow these quarries are now closer to the top of the earth.
Okay.
But now if I was to describe the Grand Canyon again.
Yeah.
So above Lake Powell, that would be kind of the Colorado, Utah area.
Yeah.
You're going to get limestones up there.
Okay. Do they have quarries there where they take that stuff out of the earth? Or
They do have quarries there.
Okay.
We do have quarries in Washington, for example, but mostly sandstone.
Okay.
But those areas you're going to find mostly limestone.
Okay.
And so you would even find dinosaurs and a lot of fossils.
Wow.
Under that, you'd have travertine.
Okay.
And that's what comprises a lot of the Grand Canyon.
So a little time period older is what mm-hmm. you're saying.
And as the Colorado River flows south of and west of the Lake Powell, now you start to get more into the granite as the layers lifted,
it gets deeper,
the river's
deeper,
cutting
yeah.
away
yeah. Yeah.
and you're really at the edge of
yeah.
where
so you can actually go up there and touch it really
yeah.
is kind of cool
yeah
right there
and it gets really very sharp. There's a lot
yeah.
of crystalline stone mixed
yeah.
in with the granite.
Okay.
And
it's just been compressed
correct.
By millions of years over time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you ever, so in the quarries, I mean, do you ever look for stones that have fossils in them as like, you know, story pieces for people?
I'm always looking for it. So, for example, if we're yeah. going in to do a countertop or a big backsplash or in the back of a tub area, it's nice to have that book-leafed marble.
Okay.
So there you can get pattern, but I love limestones.
Okay.
Especially because you can find all kinds of old sea creatures in there.
Okay.
And there are some companies that do specialize in trying to feature those right in the middle of their slab.
Yeah.
Just make sure you don't cut your sink cut out.
Yeah,
out of the
exactly.
middle of
right.
of those.
Yeah, that'd be sad. You take that out. Yeah. But do you have locations and places you can go to find those pieces of limestone that have that in it?
I'm not. What I do is go to these international tile and stone shows.
Okay.
And so I'm able to identify who and what companies.
Okay. Are they mostly like distributors that do that?
I'm going through distributors.
Okay.
And then at the big shows, you're running into the actual fabricator, or not the fabricators, but the quarry.
Okay. So you have those. I'm going to actually talk to you in the future about that, because I'd like to get a big piece like that for a building we're building in our property. So
okay.
We'll discuss that in the future.
I was hoping we'd design yeah. your spa.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't realize we were going to get a whole geology lesson from you, but that was fascinating, man. Keep going forward here. So I want to bring up, too, that you have a showroom, right? And is
yes.
that, where's that at?
The showroom. Well, let's see. It is directly above the I-90 tunnel on the Seattle side, above
okay.
Mount Baker, Lushi area.
Okay. And so if people, because I'm going to give your phone number out, people call you for an appointment. Is that kind of how it goes?
Yes. That's
okay.
ideal. There's just a couple of us in the showroom. But,
okay. So drop in. It's kind of, you may or may not be there, because you might be out helping clients.
It's by appointment or by chance.
Okay. So what's it like to go in your show? I got to go over there now that mm-hmm. You were hanging out on my show. I want to go over and check you out. Maybe next time I come up, I'll come visit you. But what's your showroom like?
What's the right word for it? The showroom.
Is it kind of eclectic, or
is it eclectic? You're
okay.
going to see a little bit of everything from floor to walls to okay. up to the ceilings.
Okay. How big is it?
A little bit overwhelming.
There's probably a lot of stuff in there.
There is a lot, and it's still only showing a fraction of the things
yeah.
that are available to us.
And how big? Like, how many square feet is your showroom? What's it?
The showroom is about 1,200 square feet.
Okay. Okay. So you must have a lot of stuff packed in.
There is a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And as I said, it's floor to ceiling.
Yeah.
And it's like a salon, I guess, is what I was trying to describe it as. Just a little.
So how
bit
is that different? How's a salon different from like a showroom, though?
It's not a showroom. I've seen some really massive showrooms.
Yeah, they're big.
And they're able to just you'll see one item, and then you can focus a lot of wall on it. In our case, it's really I'm going to follow you, and I'm going to follow your eyes and see what captures your attention, and then if you start to surround it. And I'm going to try to help you design it.
Okay, that's cool. Well, and you know, the thing is, too, the way I think about it, too, Craig, is this, is, you know, there's, you have your salon, which is really, you have all these handmade tiles, all the different, you know, types of tiles from all over the world, right? Whereas you go to a big box store and a lot of that's like printed images on, you know, some backing and things like that, which is... That's not what you do. I mean, if you want to go to the low end and do that, but you've got really custom high end stuff, but it's not super expensive, but it tells a real story of what, you know, where that tile came from. That's why I think it's kind of super cool.
It is. It's every project is different. We've never done two projects that are ever the same.
Yeah. So they're all one off. So I'm not getting what maybe a bunch of other people bought at a big box store.
You're not.
Yeah.
You're not. But I'm also going to try to design or help you design that project that you're working on and making super unique.
Yeah.
I like to think that every tile project that leaves Norbury Tile is magazine worthy.
That's cool. That's cool. We come back. We're going to continue our discussion with Craig Nordberg of Norbury Tile. If you want to give him a call to come down and visit his salon or showroom, whichever you call it, give him a call at 206-343-9916. You can also, his website's cool. He's got a good video up there I was watching today, too. It's Norbury, N-O-R-B-E-R-R-Y, Norbury.com. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM and 770 KTTH.